Today's mitzvah is mitzvah number 92, mitzvah tzadik beis, shelo levashel basar b'chalav. Not to cook meat in milk. Says the chinuch, shelo nevashel basar behema b'chalav. The iser is not to cook basar behema, the meat of a behema, of an animal, in milk. So, obviously we know, it says three times in the Torah, lo sevashel gadi b'chalev imo, we're not allowed to cook milk in its meat in its mother's milk. And the Torah and the Chazal tell us that it's not only goats. Ella afilu kol basar behema b'mashma. Any beef that's an iser bishel basar b'chalav she'ein lashon gedi ella lashon behema. But gedi is a lashon for any animal. V'hotzio b'lashon gedi lefisha abasar davar rakeh gedi. Anyway, but it's meat. Where do you know it from? It says goat many times in the Torah. And many other times it says gedi izim specifically. So halamata. So we know if it just says gedi, lav dafka gedi izim, it must not be specific. It must be referring to any type of animal. The issur of cooking meat and milk, any type of beef in milk. The Minchas Chinuch points out in Os Aleph, this only applies, do raisa, to kosher meat and kosher milk. Says the Minchas Chinuch, acha oreksas, hamavasho basar tahora, bachalef, bachalef tahora, mishnehem kizayis over, beladulos of ashevaloke. The Isra Bishal basar bachalef applies when I'm using kosher meat and kosher milk. Aval basar behema tamea bechalav tahora. If I use non-kosher meat but kosher milk, o basar tahora bechalav tamea, or the opposite, tar meat and non-kosher milk, o basar chaya v'of bechalav, or the basar of a chaya. It's only behema is the daraisa. V'of, or a bird bechalav, o basar behema bechalav chaya, all of those eino over balav hazeh, umutar bebishol, aval v'chulu. Aval basar mesa, then he talks about what do you have, kosher meat that died, without shechita, lokim yishum bishol. That could still get malchus even without shechita. So this is the halacha, only by kosher meat. Ironically, the question is always asked, oh, could you work at McDonald's? Not always asked, but at least theoretically. So is a Jew allowed to work at McDonald's? He's not going to eat. So, ironically, it could be worse to work in a McDonald's in Israel than a McDonald's in Chutz La'aretz. Because the Chutz La'aretz, pashtus, they're using treif meat. Treif meat, there's no Isra Bas Bechalav, it's just treif. In Israel, not just most of the meat they get in is all kosher meat, and it might even be shechted meat getting to these stores. So the Bas Bechalav could be even worse. We'll get to frying later, where that itself is Bishul. Either way, this is the Isra Bishul Bas Bechalav. We know it says it three times in the Torah, and Chazal tell us why. One, for the Isra of cooking Bas Bechalav, even if I have no intention of eating it, that itself is Asa Daraisa, to create the mixture. Number two is eating Bas Bechalav, not let it eat meat and milk together. And number three is getting benefit from basar b'chalav. I'm not allowed to get benefit. I can't sell a piece of basar b'chalav in order to make money off it. Those are three halachos. These three halachos, though, only have two mitzvos in the Torah. One of them is right here, mitzvah tzadik beis, not to cook basar b'chalav. If you look later on in this chelek, mitzvah kuf yud gimel, second to last one, pashas kisisa, that's the iser of eating basar b'chalav. Sholecho basar b'chalav, shenes bashlu b'yacha, that was cooked together. Shenemelos vashel gadi b'chalev imo. And that's it. There is no separate mitzvah of iser hana'a of basar b'chalav. There's an iser of bishul, there's an iser achila, there's another halacha of hana'a, but hana'a does not merit its own mitzvah. Why? Hana'a is an outgrowth of the iser achila. Many mefarshim say that, the chinuch says that right there also, v'al yikshebe alecha, imkein lama lo nemar beferish yisur b'al tochal. First he says, why doesn't it say beferish lo tochal, and not to get benefit? And then he says later on, ein roi lanu limnos b'cheshben halavin ela shnayim, l'fish iser achila v'hana'a dover echardhu. Isra achila and isra hana'a is one. And this is what we mentioned in the past. We'll mention it again, but when we get up to there, mitzvah kuf yud gimel, the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Krisus says this is a nekuda nifla'a. This is a wondrous point that the isra achila and the isra hana'a basar b'chalav come from the same source. They're not counted as separate mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah in the chinuch and in the Rambam. So we're not going to talk too much today about the eating of basar b'chalav. We'll wait till we get to there, and a lot of the isra d'rabbanans, we'll get to that later mitzvah. But today we'll focus on the cooking of basar b'chalav, as we just mentioned here. There is a very important Rambam, though. Rambam and Kesef Mishnah. Not where you would expect to find it. In the first halacha of Hilchas Tumas Meis. The first halacha in all of Sefer Tara of the Rambam. The Rambam says that A mace, a dead body, can make you tummy in three ways. If you touch it, if you carry it, even without touching it, let's say it's on something else and I carry it, or if we're in the same roof, we're under the same roof, or if I am the roof over the dead body, or the dead body is roof over me, Tumas Maga, Tumas Masa, Tumas Oel. Says the Rambam, Tumas Maga of a mace is Mefurish in the Torah. Tumas Oel of a mace is Mefurish in the Torah. Tumas Masa of a mace is not in the Torah. So how do you learn Tumas Masa of a mace? How do you know? Says the Rambam, Kal Vachomer. So Kal Vachomer, im nevela shehi tumas erev ve'ena matame ba'ol, if a nevela, meaning an animal that died without shechita, that makes you tummy only for one day, and it's not matame ba'ol, and yet it's matame if you carry it, so surely a mace which makes you tummy for a week, surely, and it makes you tummy ba'ol, surely should make you tummy through masa. So we know it from a Kal Vachomer. And then the Rambam says, V'yireli, here's the key line, Shasach mimena hakasuv. The Torah doesn't say specifically Tumas Masa, Beferish. Two other examples. Kiderech Shasach me'isr habas. Just like the Torah doesn't say a man, it's usher to have a relationship with his daughter. It only says with his daughter's daughter. So if your daughter's daughter is usher to you, surely your daughter is usher to you. It doesn't say that's beferish in the Torah, because it's included. Lefisha asher beferish, afilu basabas. It's the yaser beferish basabas. So too, this is, you know this, even without it saying it. And then it says, v'shasak me iser achilas basar b'chalav. Lefi, it doesn't say the iser of eating basar b'chalav anywhere in the Torah. Why not? Lefisha asher beferish, afilu bishulo. Kach shasak mitum, and so just like it doesn't say anywhere eating basar b'chalav, it only says bishul. It doesn't say anywhere living with one's daughter, it only says basabas. So too, it doesn't say tumas masa, because once it says tumas ohel and tumas maga, so then you also know tumas masa. That's the Rambam's comparison to these cases. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, but if it's all based on a Kal Vachomer, don't we have the principle of Einon Shemin Adin? You can't give a punishment based on a Kal Vachomer. How can you give punishment for eating Basar B'chalav? That's where the Kesef Mishnah has his line that we've quoted before. Maybe Chazal understood that Bishul of Basar B'chalav, it's not just a Kal Vachomer, but it's what we call a Siag D'Oraisa. It's a fence on the D'Oraisa level. The Torah asks you from cooking Basar B'chalav as a fence, so you don't come to eat basar b'chalav. Shmash mishloas retor levashel el kadesh lo yovel echol ubemeis. That's what the Chesed Mishnah says. Connecting basar b'chalav and bishul basar b'chalav as a siyag to eating basar b'chalav. So according to the Chesed Mishnah, our mitzvah today is a siyag d'oraisa. But that enough time to do it more. But it's an important Rambam saying that comparison. The Rambam, as we always say, is not just a sefer psak. There, he has two comparisons, which he didn't need to give, just to give conceptual ideas, which we're not going to go fully into right now. What's the connection, before we get into the Shar Shei Mitzvah, between this mitzvah and yesterday's mitzvah? Right, it says, Reishis Bikurei Admas, same pasuk, Reishis Bikurei Admas, Tavi Beis Hashem Elokecha, bring Bikurei to the Beis HaMikdash, Lo Savash Gedi Bachalev Imo. Don't do Basar B'chalav. Ma Kesher, what's the connection between those two? In the same pasuk in Mishpatim, as I saw in the Tiva Parsha, which is a collection of Mar Makomos, on the Parsha, he quotes from the Sefer Zakan Aaron, that the Zakan Aaron says, Lefi Shahaya Eitzel Hagoyim Tachbula Lomaher Tzmichas Atfua Kodem Zmana. The Umos HaOlam had a way of speeding up the growth process of trees and plants. What did they do? They took Basar B'chalav and they poured it onto the roots of the trees. Just like, he says, how did Noah get off the Teva and all of a sudden had a vineyard? How'd that happen? And he had wine right away. How'd that happen? He says, because the measure says that he took this whole potion and the whole mixture and he poured it onto the roots and boom, it grew right away. So he says, that's what the pasuk's telling me. Bring bikur, bring your first fruits. But you know what? Reishis bikur and mascha that come naturally from the admascha, from your ground. Don't do any of the bisul basar b'chalav to hurry it up. Bikur and mascha, but naturally a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you, that's what you bring to the base of Migdash, lo savashu gadi b'chalev imo. Don't try to hurry it up with bisul basar b'chalav. Okay, that's the tiv ha-parsha on the connection between yesterday's and today's mitzvah. Here we go. Misharshi mitzvah zu. What's the shorish behind this mitzvah of basar b'chalav? We will have five ideas. Or four plus. One is the, two of them are mentioned by the Chinuch. Number one, Misharshi mitzvah zu. Lefi adomeshu inyan kamashu kasavra b'mitzvah b'chashefa. It's similar to what we wrote and said by the mitzvah of witchcraft, which we had 30 mitzvahs ago. Mitzvah 62. Now we're 92. Mitzvah 62 had the mitzvah of witchcraft. If you remember, the Sefer Chinuch says there, what's the problem with witchcraft? The Chinuch says, because you are creating dark forces. You're doing something. You're accomplishing something. It's not like what we said the Rambam says. It's all foolishness. He holds, the Chinuch holds, like many other Rishonim, that you are accomplishing something. And you're being mazik olamos. You're damaging. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want this created and this done, you can't do it. Like the Ramban said, we quoted in Kedoshim by Kilayim. You're playing God. You're creating things that aren't supposed to be created. So too, the Chinuch says the same idea here. Ki yesh ba'olam dvarim shen ne'esar lanu ta'aru vosan. There are some things in the world that their mixture is forbidden upon us. B'sibas ha'inyin sha'amarnu sham. For reasons known by Hashem. V'efshar sha'ta'aroves ha'basarim ha'chalav b'maisa bish. And it's possible that mixing basar b'chalav together through cooking, yes, sibas isur min ha'yesod hu. That's the reason. Because you are creating something. This is not going in the Kesef Mishnah's way of thinking, siyag daraisa. This is saying the creation itself, forget eating it. The creating it is a problem. V'ksas raya lazeh. And what's my proof to this? L'fi shebaho isur lana b'maisa ha'taroves, afa b'shalon ochalnu. After all, even if we have no plan on eating it. What if we're going to destroy it right after we make it? It's still asur da'araisa. Shenira bazeh, you see from there. She'eni sura machvas nezek achilas oklal. It's not just because you might come to eat it. Rak shalonase pu'ulas oso ataroves. We don't want the effects of that mixture. La'harchakas oso inyan sha'amaynu. That per se is the problem. Vizano gavkim makam acher. And we warned about it a number of times. Shu'um ulai nase ataroves laban achileu. Yes, there's an added problem if you come to eat it. If you come to get benefit from it, so maybe he says just the opposite. The Torah assured eating and getting benefit from it, so you don't even come to cook it and create it. Just thinking about it now, maybe it's a siyag daraisa, the exact opposite way. Why are you not allowed to eat it or get hana? Because then memelo, what are you going to create it for? You're not going to come to create it. And that's the real problem with just having it in the world. So it's a siyag daraisa in the opposite direction. I don't know if you ever have that. Two mitzvahs with a kamiya machlokas. What exactly is this yog d'araisa? Okay. V'yafilu continue achlo mibili shenanim imenu klal loka. Even if you eat from it without getting any benefit. Right? You stuff it down your mouth. You get it IV. Still, you still get malchus for that. Masha'enkein, if you assume that, not IV, because that might be shol derech achila, but some other way without getting benefit. Masha'enkein b'shar kol yisur ma'achalos. Unlike other ma'achalos. Okay. That is all. Number one. If you look in the Klei Yakar here, the Klei Yakar has a similar idea as well in terms of Alpi Kabbalah, that it is somehow dangerous to create such a mixture. Look at the Klei Yakar right here on our pasuk. Number two, he quotes the Rambam. Says the Rambam on the fifth line. V'harabab zechorna lebracha, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim. This is the Rambam's explanation of many, many mitzvos. And Rishonim after the Rambam always think the Rambam is... It's not as fundamental as he could be in the Mor Nevuchim. Amar says the Rambam, ki yesh ovdei avodah zarah ya'avduah b'maisa ta'aroves basarim chalav. Ovdei avodah zarah use basar b'chalav a lot. This is the Rambam's shita about many, the Rambam about karbanos, as Hashem, in a couple of weeks, next week's Parsha Vayikra. The Rambam's famous discussion about karbanos, the Ramban quotes it in Parsha Vayikra. The purpose of karbanos, says the Rambam, is to counter avodah zarah. So you don't go give karbanos to Avodah Zarah, you should give karbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, that's karbanos? Okay, so we'll get to that. But the Rambam says it about many mitzvahs. That's why you're not allowed to have sarin dvash on a karban. Because that is connected to Avodah Zarah. So here too, the Rambam says you can't do it because they mixed it a lot. This is in Gimel Memtes. They mixed it a lot in Memches. Gimel Memches and Mor Nevuchim. They mixed it a lot for Avodah Zarah, and therefore you can't have it. And that's also why the Rambam explains why basar b'chalav, a number of times in the Torah, is linked to the chagim. Right, we just had, right before these two psukim, all about the shalosh regalim. Why? Because on their holidays, they made a lot of basar b'chalav, so on our holidays, we can't have a lot of basar b'chalav. That's the Rambam's connection to the previous psukim. So that's the Rambam. The Chinuch does not like it. V'kol ze einenu shaveli. This is all not worth it, right? This is, we're shloshim yom lefnei chag of Purim. That's the lashon from the Megillah. V'chol ze einenu shaveli. Haman says, I don't really care if everybody bows down to me. There's one guy that doesn't. Einenu shaveli. That's the lashon where he gets it from. So that is number two, though, connected to Avodah Zarah. If you look in the Ibn Ezra and the Rashbam, the Ibn Ezra and the Rashbam quote a third idea, and they say it's based on achzarius to the mother. You're going to take the mother's milk and cook her kid in the mother's milk? So he says, that's a brazenness child. Gnayu adavar ubliya v'raftanus lecho chalav ha'emim abanim. Dugmazu, he compares it to oso ve'esbino, killing mother and child on the same day, and shiluach hakan, sending away the mother, shooing away the mother before you take the eggs. The Rashbam compares these three mitzvahs, shiluach hakan, oso ve'esbino, and basa b'chalav. They're all about the quote-unquote feelings of the animal, obviously, ultimately, to teach us how to act. That is number three. If you look at Rabbeinu Bachai, Rabbeinu Bachai on the Pasuk quotes another elaborate reason. Al derech ha-pshat. He calls this al derech ha-pshat. Tam ha-mitzvah zos lefishu metamtem es halev. This mitzvah is because it closes up your heart. Why? Shahari achalav na'asim in hadam. The Gemara tells us, in Maseches Nida, that there is a connection between dam and chalav. Dam necher v'nasa chalav. Blood and dam. The Gemara discusses. V'hadam mizgora. Umor achzorius. So when you eat, when you bust up a chalav, it's like you're cooking the meat in the blood, which turned to milk. Again, Kabbalistically, he called that al derech hapshat. I don't know why, but he says that is v'tamtem delev. Somehow, Kabbalistically, it closes up your heart, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. L'maisa l'maisa, at the end of the day, with all these reasons, this is one of the mitzvos that is classically called a chok. Classically called, we don't know, they're all suggestions, but as the Chinuch himself says, you know, this is just a suggestion, and this is one of the chukim that are given as shatnez and basa b'chalav, and a beautiful illustration of its chok nature. The Marsha says is a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Tesem Abayis. If you never heard of this Gemara, it's fascinating. The Gemara says, Amri le Yalsa le Rav Nachman. Yalsa said to Rav Nachman as follows. Yalsa was his wife, right? Rav Nachman's wife said to him, Michdi, kol da'aser lan Rachmana Sharilan Kavasei. Every Isser in the Torah has something mutter that's parallel to it. Aser lanu dama, sharolana kavda. Right? Blood is aser for us to eat, but the liver is mutter. And the liver is heavily blood filled. Nida, dam tohar. Isha nida is aser, dam tohar. The blood after a woman after she has a baby is mutter. Daraisa. Chalev behema is aser. Chalev chai is mutter. Chazer, pig. Mocha de shibuta, a type of fish that tastes like a pig. Giruso, listen to kavra. Eishes ish, what do you have a parallel? Eishes ish, grusha b'chaye baila. Grusha b'chaye baila, a divorced woman, she can get remarried while her husband's alive. Eishes ash, yavama. Kusis, non-Jewish woman, yafas toar. Right? It goes through each one. So the Yalta ends off her statement to Rav Nachman. I want to have basa b'chalav. What do you suggest? Be'ina lamecha b'sa b'chalva. So he says, you know what? Barbecue an udder of a cow. If you barbecue an udder, it's going to taste like basa b'chalav. That's what he said. What's the message of this Gemara? What's the message? Chulin Kuftasim Abeis. Says the Marsha. The message is, you think that dam is asur because it's disgusting, but dam tor is the same physical thing, and it's mutter. You think that Aishas Ish is asur because how could you do this when her husband's there in the face? So this is her husband from yesterday. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs are chukim. And we don't know the reasons. You can have somebody that's very similar. This is also this mutter. That's the message. And Dafka, the one that she asks about, is basa b'chalav. And he says the chal, which is not our sugya now, how do you make an utter mutter? But that's now. He says, Al-Karchach, Isura Mishim Gzeres Melech, V'chein basa b'chalav, V'chein chazir, this is the Marsha talking, V'yish lefarish b'ki hai gavna, D'yavi be'taima, Amai sharia b'kiyotzibo. If there was a real good reason, so why? If these things are exactly parallel, why are they mutter? That's the message of the Gemara. The message of the Gemara is, you know why things are usher? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told us. Great Gemara. Chulin, Kuf, Tes, Amid, Beis. So with all the reasons, it might be a chok. It is a chok. Viter. Dinei ha-mitzvah. Let's talk about some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Again, we can spend a couple of hours on this. We'll try to squeeze it into a couple of minutes, as much as we can. The Gemara in Chulin, Adaf Kuf Ches, describes and categorizes Basa B'chalav as a chiddush. What does it mean, chiddush? Tosis in Yevamos Daf Zayin says that chiddush means something that goes against the general rule. It doesn't mean something I wouldn't have known. The whole Torah is a chiddush. What, I would have known shatnez? I would have known any mitzvah? No, chiddush means davar asosir as a klal. That's what Tosis says in Yevamos Daf Zayin. So what's the chiddush element? Chulin Kuf Ches. Rashi says, you're taking two mutter things, you put them together, they're usr. You don't have the banana any other food item. You never have two mutter things that together become usr. Number one, Rashi, Chulin, Kuf, Chesam, and Aleph. Number two, why is it only usr, Right? This is Tosfos now there. Why is it only usher if you cook it together? What if you put it on top of each other? What if you soak it together? Right, it's only usher d'oraisa if you cook it together. That's the chiddush. Where do you ever have something that you could eat d'oraisa together, but if it's cooked together, then it's usher. That's the chiddush. Either way, that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Chulin on Daf Kufches. Dini mitzvah. Most of the halachas the chinuch says is going to be discussed later on when we get to the next mitzvah, Mitzvah Kufya Gimel of eating basa b'chalav. But relating to bishul basa b'chalav, let's mention a important machlokas between the Ramah and the Taz. This is a Ramah in Yoredeya Simin Pei Zayin. There, this is the Simin Pei Zayin. This is the beginning of Basa B'Chalav in Yoredeya. In the olden days, we have to remember, let's say you went to a hotel. You went to a motel, you stayed overnight at the inn, and there was a communal kitchen. And you brought your food, and you put your food on the fire on top. You brought your own pot, you put your food on the fire. The Ramah says, if I go to one of these inns, and a non-Jew has his pot on the fire, and I have my pot on the fire next to his, I have to make sure not to stoke the fire, to make the fire get bigger or go faster. Why? Because the Ramah says, maybe there's basa b'chalav in the guy's pot. And even if it's only meat, maybe he cooked milk in there this morning. Maybe it's ben yomo. It's basa b'chalav d'oraisa. And when you stoke the fire, you're cooking basa b'chalav. Says the Ramah, that is why you have to make sure not to stoke the fire in those cases. That's the Ramah. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. But what do you mean? You have no idea if it's basa b'chalav. Isn't that davar she'enu miskavein? Isn't that, you're like we have in Hilchah Shabbos, you're not sure whether it's basa b'chalav, so it should be davar she'enu miskavein. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, you know what you see from the Ramah? That's called the psik reisha. That's called the psik reisha. You just don't know. But if you would know, it's vaday happening. That is a major discussion in Hilchah Shabbos and here. If I don't know, let's say I'm at the fridge. I don't know if the light was left on in the fridge or not. I don't know. So, is that called a davar she'enu miskavein? Maybe it's, well, or is that called psik reisha? It's just my lack of knowledge. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you know what the Ramah holds? The Ramah says it's aser. The Ramah says that's called psik reisha. It's aser because he says, you're allowed to cook basa b'chalav, even though you're not sure. That's an important point. The Taz in Hilchah Shabbos is mako. Question is, what is the Taz really arguing on the Ramah? The Taz doesn't mention the Ramah over there. Here, Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch says that the Taz is against this Ramah. So you got to work it out exactly if there's any difference between the Taz and the Ramah. Just two other points, and that is in the Minchas Chinuch, let's just do Oz Gimel. Minchas Chinuch talks about what is called Bishul. What do you call Bishul? So cooking is obviously cooking. What about roasting? What about frying? Is frying cooking in many areas? You have to ask this question. What about for Bishul Akum? What about for other? What about frying? Deep fried, little fried. What about for Shabbos? Is it called Bishul? Is it called Afiyah? So here the post can discuss. He quotes a few of them in Oz Gimel, in the Minchas Chinuch. But it's discussed in the Pischei Tshuva. It's discussed in the Rav Kiva Eger at the beginning of the Chuzbasa B'chalav, the beginning of Simin Pei Zayin. And there's machlokas about many of these processes. Machlokas about frying. Machlokas about smoking, other issues. But again, this is something that we should be aware of, all different types of bishul, in terms of bishul basa b'chalav. What about roasting, cooking? He says, look in the achronim, is there bishul achar bishul? This is one of the mitzvahs that we have to analyze exactly what is the d'oraisa, and what are the drabanans, what about cooking in a pot that was ben yomo. Hopefully we'll talk more about the eating aspects of it when we get up to mitzvah kufyud gimel. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue.